Hello and welcome to GameraCast, episode 193. This is the episode recorded on the 28th of March 2010, and I'm your host, Paul. Joining me this week is Catherine.
Hi!
But not Adam.
Ooh.
Because Adam is unavailable for some reason or another.
That is true.
On a more positive note, nobody has beaten Burn Fire's score on the forums.
Nah.
Which sucks, because we do our weekly arcade challenge on the forums at portalforums.net, and everyone has to beat his high score in Sonic Rush this week, please. Thank you.
You just said that in a positive note. That's not positive, is it?
Shut up.
Rude.
Well, Adam's not here. I can't tell him to shut up.
Okay.
So you will have to do... Ooh, look, Twitter. Da-da-da. Oh, sorry. Getting distracted.
Yes.
So what do we do now?
The news.
News, huh? Okay.
Now for the news.
Okay, starting up this week, Nintendo briefly announced that anyone who pre-orders Monster Hunter Tri, not sure on which stores this means because they didn't say in their announcement as such.
That was clever of them, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. And currently the game website doesn't mention anything. I haven't looked on any others yet. But, so yeah, if you pre-order Monster Hunter Tri, you're supposed to be getting a free Rathalos. Yeah. Head figure. Kind of little thing. So can a small little figure.
Can I just ask, what is a Rathalos?
It's a flying monster.
A flying monster?
From the games.
Great. Just what I always wanted. Flying monsters.
Aww. But yeah, so Monster Hunter Tri comes out 23rd of April, so anyone that pre-orders it as soon as they can will most probably get one. I'm not entirely sure, as I said, on which stores are offering this. Okay, next up, the Nintendo 3DS has been announced by Nintendo. Even though it's a bit silly that they're released, well, they've announced it
they've
now,
announced it.
But they're not showing it till E3.
Yeah.
So they might as well just announce it at E3, because that would have been a big announcement. It's supposed to just have 3D-ness without the need of glasses.
So, I mean, we're not really...
There's not really anything out on it.
Yeah, nobody really knows what they're on about, to be honest. It's like, it does not require the user to wear 3D glasses. That's the only thing they've really said about it.
Yeah.
So what, is it a more powerful DS?
I don't know,
where
it doesn't
more
say.
Of the games will just be rendered in 3D? Or they have some fancy new technology to actually make it look 3D, a.k.a. two images going into individual eyes or what? I mean, maybe it's DS and you just hold it right in front of you, like right in front of your nose, because then they could probably get away with it. One screen for one thing, one screen for the other. They could do it like that, but you would literally have to hold it in front of your face.
Like a Virtual Boy.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the only other things they've announced is that it will support DS and DSi, but DS, well, so hopefully then it'll have the shop channel on it as well then, that means.
So and everyone can check out Flip. And Photo Dojo.
Yes.
Which we will talk about later
on the show. The only other thing that's been announced is that it's coming out somewhere in Nintendo's financial year for this year. So sometime between April this year and March next year.
So realistically, it could be end of the year or March next year.
Could be any time, really. Either way, I'm fine with my DSi at the moment.
Yeah, Microsoft have released the Game Room for Xbox and also Windows.
Paul had a... Did you have a brief go in it? Or brief moop about?
I would describe it as a brief moop about.
A brief moop about. Okay. Except with no mooping because you don't walk.
No. There are a couple of things which are a bit disappointing about it, to be honest. Let's get this over and done with. You don't get any free arcade cabinets to put in your arcade.
It'd be nice if they gave you one or two, maybe.
Exactly. I mean,
because that's an incentive.
Yeah, because the fact that... basically, you download the actual Game Room itself, and then you download the actual arcade packs, which have the actual games in them. And you can download two of those packs for free. So, I mean, me, and I'm sure 99%...
Well, the second I heard it, I was like, wow, they're giving us, like, what was it, 8 and 7 games for free, so...
Yeah, the fact it was like, oh, you get two games pack, which you can download for free, for, oh, cool, I can actually get an arcade for free, set it up and all this stuff. But no, you can't. You actually have to buy the arcade cabinets to put in your virtual arcade. So, yeah, it's kind of... I mean, they need to give us some free arcade machines to put in. Even if they're not great games, you need just to get people kitted out and using it. Because now it's a question of I downloaded it, installed it, ran it, and exit it 10 minutes later and I won't touch it again. Because it's like, you know...
It depends on what else they release, because if they're going to keep up with it, or if they're just going to let it kind of
sit for a while. They said they were going to release new games every week.
Yeah.
So obviously they have quite a few games lined up. Yeah. But I mean, there are a few really good things about it as well. You can buy games on the Xbox or the PC and play them on both. Yep. So it's not like you're just buying, oh look, I want to buy...
Does that mean then you could get achievements on the PC version and the 360 version through the games? Or not?
Individually.
Yes. So could you get achievements on your PC one if you bought some arcade machines and then get some on the 360?
And get the same achievements on the Xbox.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or do you think they've synced those together?
I don't know. I mean, the obvious way to have a look would be to... Well, I've played the PC version, so if you actually...
What if it says PC?
If I compare my games to someone, because I've only played the PC version, and if it's listed as the same actual game, we'll know...
Did Charlotte and Tim play it at all?
Yeah, well, Tim played it on the Xbox.
But,
just to give you a quick example of what I mean, if you, for example, paid for Asteroids, you could then play it on the PC and the Xbox... You wouldn't have to buy it individually for both platforms. And that's the sort of thing we like.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Cross-platform.
And you can also just, like, pay 20 or, like, a few points just to have one play of the game. A.K.A., like, an actual, like, loading it in with, like, a slot. A money slot type old-school arcade.
But each cabinet's 240 Microsoft points, which... Yeah. Is that £2?
That's something about £2, yeah.
Yeah. And then in that, when you've got that arcade, your friends can play in that arcade.
Yeah, you can see when you're just playing it, you can see, like, people on your friends list walking around randomly. And then you can actually invite them over, where you can do, like, multiplayer.
I apologize for all those games on your gamer thing that saying you played, because I had you signed in.
What?
Earlier on.
You had me signed in on what?
Xbox Live.
Why did you have me signed in?
So I could play some of the games you have.
Rude.
Yeah.
What the hell's Tim's gamer tag?
Inazuka Kiba.
Kuba Kaba Kiba Koop.
Kiba Koop.
Yeah, so let's actually just quickly find out the answer to Catherine's annoying question, which she could have asked earlier and we could have found out the answer in advance.
I'm sorry.
Oh dear, oh dear.
Click on compare games. Oh no. Can you just click on that then?
I think you just click on that, yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, it's just... Yeah. That's the first time they've done that.
Chucks them all in together. So no, if you play it on PC and Xbox, you won't get any. You won't like double up on
one
your achievements.
One set of achievements.
That's cool because let's face it. In the other cases where you can just like cheat and play Viva Pinata on PC, then on the Xbox, you know what I'm saying? It's cheating.
You've done it.
Yeah, I also played Avatar to get 1,000 G's out of it.
You didn't play Avatar. I played Avatar.
Well, I'm not playing that rubbish game.
Okay, so is that it? I mean, they've got a few cool things out. So, like, Outlaw. I played that on the Atari a lot. Yars Revenge.
Oh, one
I
last...
I played Lunar Lander, that's quite cool.
One last thing. I don't know if this affects the Xbox 360 version, but on the PC, you get an avatar select screen where you have to choose your avatar. It doesn't use your Xbox avatar.
Yeah, so I don't... No, it's just the PC version, I think.
Yeah, that's kind of... Obviously, they haven't ported the...
Because it doesn't have avatar support.
Obviously, they haven't... Well, I mean, avatar support is a bit loose, considering the actual avatars you pick are just, like, regular Xbox 360 avatars. It just doesn't have yours.
Yeah. But yeah, and you can earn 1,000 gamer score out of it as well, so if you want to give it a go. It's quite community-based as well.
Yeah, but they should have given you some free arcade cabinets.
Yeah.
Don't say you have free game packs to download. Let you download them and then just let you play a trial.
They should have given you one game with each game pack that they do.
Yeah. I mean, come on. I'm sure Atari won't insist on that much money off of you for doing
it. Or Activision or Intellivision.
Or whoever. Yeah, people. Whatever.
Paul, you just moved my stuff down.
That's because... Stop it.
What am I doing?
I was pressing buttons.
Oh, I didn't realise you were pressing buttons. Sorry. Next up was just a brief announcement. I'm not sure if...
Brief.
Well, we haven't announced it previously. But
haven't we?
No, we have not. Dementium 2, which is a sequel to Dementium on the DS, has been put back recently and is currently scheduled to come out on the 9th of April. So two weeks' time. And in North America, 20th of April. It's like a survival horror FPS on the DS.
Fun.
Yeah. So that's just a brief announcement of the date.
Super excited about that game.
You should be. Okay, next up, Monster Jam 2011 has been announced. So fans of Monster Trucks and the Monster Jam, if you ever attended it, I have myself back in Cardiff, which was actually quite cool, but Paul didn't attend.
Didn't I?
No, you didn't come. Did you?
I don't know what you're on about.
Monster Jam. Monster Trucks.
I don't know what that is.
Monster Trucks.
Oh.
But yeah, so it's mainly for Monster Truck fans or people who have been to the Monster Jam as well, because usually, so back in Newport, if there'd just been a Monster Jam in Cardiff, everyone would come in and be like, oh, I want the Monster Jam game. It's like, sorry, we don't have
Please, sir, can I have this game?
But no. Yeah, so it's being made by Field Motors, or maybe that's going to be the people that own the Monster Jam, Field Motorsports, and Activision. And it's coming out this time on Wii, DS, Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PSP. So pretty much everything bar PS2, so PS2 owners won't be able to do it. Apparently it's got 30 officially licensed Monster Jam trucks. No announcement on if the Donkey Kong or Superman Monster Trucks will be in it, but I think it'd be cool if they would. And it's scheduled to come out later this year, about autumn time.
Or fall, as our American listeners would understand.
Yes, fall. Next up, I keep saying next up, don't I? Should I have to come up with different things to say?
Next up, the news. Next up, BBC something or other.
Okay, there's a little indie arcade title on Xbox Live called
Blind Girl.
Yes, Blind Girl, spelled with a capital G and a capital R and a capital B. Everything else lowercase. Anyway, it came out last week, was it? Or the week before?
Whenever. It came out recently.
No, it would have come out last week, actually, yeah. So when the...
Recently.
When everything came out. It's a small little, as I said, indie game created by... How would you say that? GLPs. It's only 80 Microsoft points. Gamercast have written up reviews for it. And I say
on the website,
GamerCast.net. Yeah, you can read a short review or a longer review of it. We all recommend buying it.
Hang on a minute. I don't think I've officially recommended buying it.
Myself, Charlotte, and Tim recommend buying it. Paul doesn't really know.
If they had a PC version...
But they don't do this indie stuff for PC.
No, that's because you can just release it on PC.
True, but they won't get any money out of it that way.
They can just put it on the website, PayPal, $2.99.
True.
I would pay £2 or £3 for this game. So even more what you cheapskates paid for it.
What is 80 Microsoft points? That can't be anything like 50p or something.
Quid or something. 50 pence, quid, something like that.
Hang on a minute.
We didn't even talk what you do in the game.
Okay.
In the game you play as a blind girl, and so you can't actually see anything. Although, like, from the character's perspective. But how it does it is like a top-down on like a map. And
she's like Daredevil for any comic fans.
And then you make a noise. Well, you actually, like, as you go through the game, you collect a couple of bits of music, and you just play those, and the sound waves bounce off the walls, and that's how you get your bearings on what's going on. And you just have to find the notes to this tune.
And then later on, there's enemies as well, which you have to make sure.
Yeah, well, difficulty increases as you go along.
Yep. Is that okay that we mentioned it? Yeah.
Where's the PC version?
I don't know. Why didn't you send them an email?
Dear GLPs, where's the PC version?
Are we waiting for a reply right now?
Guys, hello. Guys.
Okay.
Wait, I know. I'll tell Adam to write a letter. I'm sure that would get done sometime this year.
Yes.
Dear Adam, please write a letter to these people. P.S. Do you know Mad Max?
There's been a new game announced called Replica, which should be made by BioDroid, who are a...
BioDroid? Legend.
Are they Portuguese?
Who knows? You should really find these things out before you start asking yourself questions during the show, shouldn't you?
They made a Miffy game on WiiWare.
I don't know what a Miffy is.
Miffy! Little bunny rabbit?
Sorry.
With a little cross for a mouth? And wears a little dress?
I don't know what
you're
talking
about. Actually, I suppose you are a guy and you wouldn't have read Miffy when you're a little kid.
Dude! And I read space books.
Okay, spaceman.
I assume it's a book because you just said book.
Yeah, you know. Miffy were books. And then animations. Anyway, so they made that, and they made a few other things for small markets. I get so confused with these things. Anyway, So they're making this new game called Replica, which is a PSN title.
PSN, boom.
Yeah, sorry, Paul. And
it's
an action strategy cyberpunk adventure.
Cyberpunk action strategy.
Got a problem with cyberpunk?
I don't know what it is, to be honest.
No.
Sorry, what was that?
I kind of went a bit funny. So the main character is a female, and she's your playable character. That's the only detail so far. Apparently, they're attempting to develop it with native stereoscopic 3D support to provide the player with a truly immersive experience. But other than that, that's all that's been really been announced so far. Hopefully, it will turn out to be quite cool if they pertain to the whole cyberpunk aesthetic.
So, can you just tell me what a cyberpunk is?
Do you know? You really don't. You've never heard of cyberpunk before.
No. Can you please explain it?
You're gonna make me explain stuff.
Well, come on. We're running out of time. Hurry up. I'm curious to know what this
means. Can I give examples of cyberpunk things?
Okay.
Akira.
What's that?
You could kind of say.
What about Doom? Is that cyberpunk?
No, Doom's not cyberpunk.
What about Quake 3?
Mm.
What about Napoleon Total War?
You might be able to say Quake 3 kind of is.
What about Napoleon?
Unless I'm getting this totally wrong.
So you don't even know what it is. Oh dear, oh dear. Anyway, let's move on because
I know examples of cyberpunk things,
I don't think it really matters, to be honest. Let's just talk about Splinter Cell.
Yep.
Or, as I say, Splinetra.
Yes, Splinetra Cell, which I now know why that Paul says that.
Forever, I've always... Anyone who's a long-time listener, what are you doing on my keyboard?
No.
Get off.
No,
Cypress Airways, what are you talking about?
Come on, Paul, you're saying about why you call it Splinetra Cell.
Well, I was talking, but you interrupted me, didn't you? Anyway, yeah, I called it Splinetra Cell because obviously the Xbox One Classic box actually had it spelled Splinetra. They had a typo on the box, and that is what I've called it ever since.
There you go. Cyberpunk.
With all my Splinter Cell.
Hackers, artificial intelligence. There you go. Dune. That was apparently cyberpunk. I don't know what Dune is.
Really? Well, Dune isn't really like futuristic or anything like that.
But it's high tech.
It isn't really high tech, to be honest.
No.
I mean, yeah, they can travel in space, but for all intents and purposes, society is set up like a feudal society. Anyway, this doesn't really matter because we're talking about Splinetra Cell.
Well, you wanted to find out what it was. See, Blade Runner.
I don't know what Blade Runner is.
You've seen Blade Runner.
Just because it's got that Osmos guy in it.
Okay, Splinter Cell Conviction has gone gold.
I call him Osmos because there's a game called Osmos.
You didn't know that before. You've always called him Osmos.
Well, I'm not going to call him his real name.
Olmos,
whatever that means.
anyway... So
wait, what does Olmos mean? Olmos.
That's his surname.
Definition.
Oh my god, Paul. Splinter Cell Conviction, if I can finish talking about it, has gone gold. Which means that
the word you've entered isn't in the dictionary. Not the stupid dictionary. Let's enter it, make a definition. A guy who is in Battlestar and or Blade Runner, and maybe other things as well. P.S. This guy sometimes gets grumpy and he acts like he's grumpy. Sorry, what were you saying about Splinetra Cell?
I was saying probably the third time I've said it that it's gone gold.
Maybe this
dictionary's Paul, let me talk. No dictionary results. Stop trying to look up Olmos. Let me talk. Okay, so do you know what Cyberpunk is now? Do you know what cyberpunk is? Do you look?
We're talking about Splinetra Cell.
I know, but I'm just saying.
No, I don't know what it is.
Oh my god. Okay, Splinter Cell Conviction has gone gold.
I can't annoy Adam this week.
Splinter Cell Conviction has gone gold, so it should hopefully be out on the 16th of April and won't go back now, unless they have any kind of problems.
Yeah, they forgot to actually order any copies to be manufactured. Whoopsie.
Mafia 2 has now had its official release date announced, which is August 27th, and it's coming out for PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and Windows.
I'm sure this will be fantastic.
Is that sarcasm? Did you play the original Mafia?
No.
It's a good game.
Yeah. Is it Doom-free?
Mafia 2 is being made by their original developers, which are 2K Czech. So the 2K branch of Czech's probably.
The Czech Republic version of 2K.
And it's
someone's talked to me.
It's actually made by the original guys, which 2K bought. Okay, so that's that. Mafia 2, April, August 27th, so that's quite cool if it does come out then. Because we know one of our writers, Charlotte, has been looking forward to it since the first one finished, which is a long time ago. Lost Planet 2, there's been officially announced there's a demo coming out, well, a multiplayer demo, and it's coming out April 21st for the 360 and April 22nd for the PS3.
Check out episode 192 for our preview on this.
Yes, that's true. And that'll be on probably what's in the multiplayer demo as well. They will be giving away early access codes from LostPlanet2Game.com, where you'll be able to play from the 31st of March for the Xbox and April 1st for PS3 if you manage to sign up for that. And the codes are allocated on a first-come, first-served basis, which is quite cool, even though that's in, like, 2 days. The 361 comes out. Anyone who also downloads and plays the demo will be rewarded by, when they purchase the full copy of the game, they get access to a machine gun SP. So they'll get some DLC for playing the demo and purchasing the game. Don't you think that's nice?
I just put Charlotte in a conversation with some random person. I don't know who they are.
You put who?
Charlotte. In a conversation with some random person. I don't know who they are.
What do you mean you put Charlotte in a conversation?
Well, as I was doing on my computer, someone invited me to a conversation, and the person who I know in that conversation left, and then I invited Charlotte into the conversation, and then I left.
Oh my god, stop it! But yeah, don't you think that's
good? I would have invited Falcor, but he's not.
Did you hear what I said?
Sorry, I've been not paying attention.
I know you haven't. Anyone that plays the demo of Lost Planet 2 and then buys the full version, they get a free piece of DLC.
You get a machine gun thing, don't you?
You get some free DLC. Don't you think that's good? Don't you think everyone should do that?
Sure.
Care.
I wholeheartedly recommend out and or endorse this product.
Okay, cool. There's been a Hydro Thunder game announced for the Xbox 360 cool. Live Arcade, which is, of course, a sequel to a game that was out on the Dreamcast, or it might actually be just a re-release.
Remake.
But it's supposed to be coming out this summer, and I'd hope that they'd up the graphics a bit.
Aye.
But, so Hydro Thunder's been announced. For the 360?
Way more importantly,
yeah, you can talk about this.
The Xbox 360 is getting USB storage support, which means you will no longer need memory cards to store your stuff. You can basically just plug in a USB flash drive or, you know, thumb drive or whatever, or hard drive or... Sorry, what was that?
I was just pointing at stuff while you were talking about it.
Don't point at things on my screen while I'm talking. I already know all that stuff, ain't
you?
Okay. So, yeah, you can... there's a few... Actually, see, I'm not in the right place to talk about that.
You've ruined
the flow, dude. I might have to just start again. So yeah, you can plug in your USB stuff, store your save games on there, stick your profile on there, stuff like that. There's a few limits in that the Xbox requires about 500 meg of a drive for its actual partitioning thing it does it. So you can only really realistically use sticks between 1 and 16 gig in sort of size. USB hard drives... USB hard drives won't be supported for a lot of storage. You can only use up to 16 gig for actual hard drives as well. So it's really only for thumb drives. So basically just the memory card.
But you can have two USB drives connected at the same time.
Okay, calm down. So yeah, you can only like really use it as a replacement for a memory card rather than an actual hard drive. Because obviously 16 gig isn't humongous these days.
No, that's true.
But it's nice that, because we haven't really seen memory cards in the retail channel since the arcade came out with the 256 meg internal storage. And people always ask for them, but now we can just say, from the 6th of April, just log in, download the update, and you can just use any old USB stick you've got lying around as long as it's 1 gig in size or more.
Will it have to be specifically formatted to a certain type? Is there any type it won't allow? Or will it allow all formatted types?
I don't know, my notes don't actually say that.
Because I thought you knew everything that was even in the notes anyway, so I thought you might know.
Well, I know that the Xbox will munch about 500 meg for its partition support, and I assume a lot of it for, like, you know, the fancy stuff.
Yeah.
It does.
Okay, cool. So Ubisoft have apologised to some of the people, although it's strangely, the only information I could find was they were apologising to people who bought Assassin's Creed 2, not anyone else who bought the new games with the DRM on
Like Silent Hunter, and there's that other game which came out as well. Whatever it was.
But yeah, so they're apologising to people who could not play their games because of the server problems they were having. And to rectify their kind of error, they're giving people free stuff. So some people got choices of free games, but not exactly new games. So one person had the choice of Prince of Persia, so the newer Prince of Persia, Heroes Over Europe, End War, and Hawks.
I think out of all those, I'd rather have Hawks.
They're all quite old, though.
And that's like, not exactly fantastic.
Some of those are like 2 years old, aren't they?
So 2 years old. Let's face it, Ubisoft don't have.
But couldn't you pick up all those games like for a fiver in a shop?
Maybe £10, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, they've given people free games. A few other people have said they were given the offer to have the special edition DLC that came out for Assassin's Creed 2 as a kind of sorry. But yeah. So they're apologising to people. I'm hoping they're apologising to other people as well. So Silent Hunter people.
No, screw them. There's only six people who've bought Silent Hunter. Let's talk a bit about the new Fear game.
Yes, with this horrible name.
Yes, for those familiar with Fear, they basically spelled it F-E-A-R, all in like capital letters, because I assume it stood for something. I think it did, didn't it? It was First Encounter Assault Recon or something ridiculous like that, wasn't it?
Quite like that.
So yeah, they basically made the E into a 3.
Just like Driver 3 and Wipeout 3.
Yeah, they're trying to be a bit like Thief. Newbie hacker, hacks kid, WoW player.
Yeah.
Oh, let's leap up on my words. Yeah, great idea.
But other than the name that has been kind of put out there, nothing's been officially announced of it yet. But I'm sure quite soon there will be lots of announcements and all about it and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
That's it for this week's news. Apologies for the me slurring a bit at times. And my my unableness to explain Cyberpunk to Paul.
I apologise for my constant interruptions.
That's okay.
But the listeners enjoy it.
Not all of them.
Oh. I was always under the impression that was what made it funny.
Can always be slightly annoying as well.
Yeah, but like all my user research I've done where I've had people... I've actually done this, so don't laugh. Where I've had people listen to the show, whenever they laugh, it's when I'm doing something funny, like
that's
interrupting.
Because it makes people laugh.
That's good.
Okay, Paul, okay.
That's why my job description for Gamercast is make people laugh. Because I'm the funny one.
Paul's rant of the week.
I didn't actually have a rant of the week again this week, but I thought, damn, I really need to have one since I've not had one, like, for 2 weeks. So yeah, basically what I'm going to do is be my friend on Battle.net.
That's not a rant.
Hey, this is my segment. I can say what I like.
Okay.
So yeah, Blizzard nuked the servers the other day. So basically all your like StarCraft 2 profiles and all that, all your like ladder stuff and played games were all wiped just to like simulate launch conditions where they have a lot of people starting off fresh. So that's fair enough. I don't really have a problem with them doing that because obviously that's good. Because it meant I wouldn't have kicked out.
What number are you now? Have you changed?
In what?
Your 1v1.
1v1, I'm still 60th in the gold division as far as I know. I haven't looked today. I did go up in the 2v2 as well. Because I did two games of that yesterday.
Okay.
I lost one game, lost 8 points from that, but then I won the second game and got 26 points out of that. So I went up to about 43rd in the bronze division. Yeah, so I did have one friend on there. Hey, Falklore. So yeah, if anyone else wants to add me on this StarCraft thing, pull dot Dismirnov. Nice and simple.
If they can spell Dismirnov.
If they can't, just go to the Gamercast website and look at all my hobo jabobo on my About Us page. It's the same way it's spelled on everything
hobo
else.
Hobo jabobo?
Yeah, that's shorthand for jib jab.
Jib jab. Jab jib.
Proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters.
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. Gamercast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights. Right, this week's letters, we have a letter from Tim, which I will only read half of. Tim basically makes a guess for Name That Game, which we'll read a bit later, and then he says, I'd like to say how much MS Game Room on sucks. That's actually what he wrote.
Oh.
A free game pack should be free and should be the full game, not a trial of several games which you have to pay for if you want to play the full thing. Whew. They should really have put that they were trials in the description. I agree with that. Like, we've already said that, really. So, yeah.
Tim game was seeing into the future. That's how he mentioned that. He was talking with us.
Game room, not that fantastic. Give us some free arcade machines so we can actually use it without having to spend money. Not that we have a problem with spending money.
But we'll spend money if we can actually play a bit more.
If loads of people used it and then they visited their friends' game rooms, you know, you need something to get the ball rolling. Because at the moment, people are just installing it and not playing it again. We also had a letter from Charlotte again, as per usual. So let me just play our segment music. Charlotte's letter of this week. Sorry, that's the best I can do on a short notice. Hi, guys. I say there is not much, and I really mean it this time. First off, Catherine made a little mistake concerning the Create a Sim. It is a world editor. There is a stuff editor included in The Sims 3, but the beta I was referring to in the post is a world editor, as in creating your own neighborhoods. So yeah, last week we talked about the...
Create a Sim.
Web Sims, whatever it is.
Create a Sim.
Whatever it is.
Create a Sim.
Create a Sim.
What do you mean?
Yeah, so it's also got a world editor in it, meaning you can build your own neighborhoods.
Well,
I think
you can only download that off the website.
Okay, I think I was trying to butt in and say that, but you kept interrupting me. She then goes on to say, oh yeah, me and Catherine sound too familiar. It's
too
weird.
Similar.
What?
Too similar.
What did I say?
Familiar.
Oh, sorry. So I used to know a guy who ran a website called Sounds Familiar, so I think that's what's going on. Please feel free to visit that website, and good luck finding out the actual domain for it. Oh yeah, me and Catherine sound familiar.
Similar!
It's weird. It sounded like Paul, Catherine and Tim were talking about the F1 and Lost Planet. I think I'm going to have to change my voice. Full stop. Love the show. Charlotte. So, yep, we had Charlotte's weekly letter.
Oh, she didn't guess name that game.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Okay, so last week, this is what we played. That sounds fun. We had a couple of bad guesses from someone.
My bad. My guess was bad.
What did you say?
I think it's a Final Fantasy 13.
Adam said Harvest Moon.
Well, we knew it wouldn't be Harvest Moon because you said they hadn't been released on any other consoles, and of course Harvest Moon is on the SNES and the Wii and the Game Boy Color and the Game Boy Advance as well as the DS.
Alright, so Tim guessed it was Professor Layton and the Curious Village.
Can't be that.
How do you know it can't be that?
Because I played that.
Oh. Well, yeah, he's wrong about that. However, a other person who will rename Anonymous, because he didn't actually send me an email with his guess in...
You've already mentioned his name.
Well, I mean, you know. Yeah. He did guess the right answer. Apparently he went through YouTube.
Oh.
For like a couple of hours, just listening to like everything to try and find it.
Oh my god, really?
Yes.
Oh my god.
So he does all that, but he doesn't bother actually emailing.
That's a bit obsessive.
Well, he doesn't.
I didn't do that.
He doesn't have anything else to do. And yeah, the correct answer was Professor Layton and Pandora's Box, or the Diabolical Box, as it is called in some territories.
I haven't played it. So yeah. I won't play it until I finish the first one.
We'll give semi grants to Tim over that. Because at least he got the series right. And I actually think the day after he listened, he did say... No, he just said it was Professor Layton.
Charlotte mentioned that.
Did she?
Mm. Like, after she'd heard it. I don't know, because when you were editing the show,
yeah,
Charlotte heard it from in the living room, and she was like, oh, that sounds... I don't know. And then I said about what the stuff was. about it, and she was like, oh, maybe it's Professor Layton or something like that. And I was like, it doesn't sound like it.
I'll give semi-grats to Tim and Charlotte.
Aww.
Because they got the series right. And since there is only two games released in this territory, I'll let one. Because it's not like 50 Tomb Raider games like people were trying to guess the other day. So this week's name the game is this. Any guesses, Catherine?
I know that the bird noise that's in the background at the start.
Bird noise.
Yeah, at the start of it.
Bird noise. There's a bird noise.
The background in that? Sound before that the music starts.
All that.
I know that sound.
Do you?
Yeah.
But do you know the game it's from?
Should I know? Do you think? Can I have any hints? Any hints?
PC game.
Not a PC game. It's a console game.
It's not a PC game.
It's not a PC game. Have you played it?
No.
No.
If I have played it, it's only very briefly.
Sounds kind of familiar. Have I played it?
Oh, yeah.
It's annoying because usually we'd have Adam talking while I'm having a think about it, and now I don't get that.
I'll play Adam. Or I think it's
Adam doesn't sound like that.
That's the best I can do on such short notice. Okay. Is it something? I think it's some sort of action game. Maybe is it Street Fighter? That's my Adam. Okay. Hey, Adam.
I don't know what it is, but I like it.
You like it. Okay, so Catherine's guess is...
I don't know what it is. But I like it. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is, but I like it.
Do you reckon I'll be kicking myself next week?
I don't know, really. Adam's guess is... Unknown. Street Fighter. That's
well, actually... Well, you can do it again and say you can tell him to listen to the show.
I won't tell him that.
Okay, you
have to... He should assume from the last time that he will lose 5 points if he does not submit a guess in time.
Do I have to guess an actual game? Would you like me to?
That would be better. 2-0-0. Come on, people are waiting.
I'm trying to think of what I've heard that background sound from.
Shall I just play Name That Game from like 2 weeks ago? Just to mix things up a bit. Then you'll be like, oh, which one is this week's? Is that the week before? Or
no!
Come on, Catherine. Come on. There's a lot of empty space in this thing, which normally Adam fills with just banging and kicking
can't
things.
Can't you talk while I'm having the thing? Is that your ocean sound? Oh,
come on.
I know that sound at the start.
Well, you can... since Adam gets a guess later, you can guess later if you want.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel bad.
Or you can change your guess. How's that?
What, from... I don't know what it is, but I like it.
Well, yeah, you can just guess a preliminary guess now and then change it, since Adam's got a week to goof about with it. Come on, dude. Come on. This should literally be a 4-minute segment.
I know that sound... I don't know.
Yeah, I know that bear sound from Flips. It's the same sound out of World of Warcraft.
I know, Paul. Oh. I'll guess during the week.
Alright, so currently, Catherine's guess is...
I don't know what it is, but I like it.
I don't know what it is, but I like it. Adam's guess is Street Fighter. Okay, Adam, good guess.
Releases this week.
Okay, so releases this week, we have that Safar Wii game.
Yeah, it's been put back.
Which we made fun of it last week with its crazy name.
That's because you can, because it's got a funny name.
But I will say, where is the Xbox 360 version? And right. Why isn't it called Safar Xbox 360?
Because it doesn't sound as good. Okay, so next up.
Oh, I like it on the notes here. You've just got Safar Wii put back.
Yeah, put back. Well, yeah, I've got that there as well. So Rune Factory is coming out this week. Rune Factory Frontier on the Wii, which is the next Rune Factory game in the series, which is exclusive to the Nintendo Wii. The two previous titles came out only on the DS, and they're all made, as they previously have been, by the creators of Harvest Moon. Rising Star are publishing it over here. It's said currently to have a release date of course, next week. Why am I saying the release date? Anyway, sorry. So yeah, Wii version, so it'd be like Harvest Moon, but Rune Factory this time, and you get to do all your normal stuff. It sounds a bit weird, the setting, because it follows Raguna and Mist, as it previously has, but this time Raguna's looking for Mist, who's gone missing, and it takes place on an island called...
Did they look in some fog?
Tranrupia, which is a floating island in the shape of a whale.
Maybe it is a whale.
Which I was a bit confused by. But yeah, so that's coming out this week. We recommend getting it. I'm definitely getting it. It'll be awesome.
I recommend people get Napoleon Total War and StarCraft 2 and then play me at them so I can beat them.
Okay, next up, BlazBlue.
Wait a minute. I have to do Adam. Hi, this is Adam. What's this about BlazBlue? There we go, okay.
BlazBlue's been put back a week. We mentioned it the week before, but it's been put back. It should officially now be coming out next Friday, but we never know. It might be put back again.
Wait a minute. PS3 360?
Yeah, PS3 and 360.
Is that the two platforms it's on?
Yeah, it's the two platforms. I'm sorry, that shouldn't be in the actual show notes.
No, it shouldn't.
I'm sorry!
More importantly, we have a fun Xbox game coming out. An Xbox game which is actually getting quite a bit of attention. This is Lips I Love the 80s. This is basically a Lips game, which is a SingStar clone with 80s tracks. Like...
Good 80s tracks.
Yeah, it's got 80s tracks I've heard of. Like...
Power of Love. You heard of Walking on Sunshine?
And Video Killed the Radio Star. And all these other fun songs, which you can sing along to in Lips I Love the 80s. It's coming out with the microphones and also solo as well.
Yep. Okay, next up, a PSP exclusive title, which is Dead or Alive Paradise. Ooh. So the new Dead or Alive beach volleyball kind of game. So you do volleyball, pool hopping.
Yeah, more importantly...
Visiting the casino.
The Team Ninja dudes, I assume that's who's developing this as well.
It should be.
Yeah. They claim it has the most beautiful 3D female characters ever seen in any PSP title.
Wait, Team Ninja?
Yeah.
Is that what they call themselves? Tecmo.
Well, yeah, it's Tecmo, but it's the Team Ninja guys who actually do the Dead or Alive games. Well, at least they used to.
Until that guy got fired or arrested, I think.
What guy? They're like hardcore.
The main guy.
The hardcore guy. Ninja leather guy.
He either got fired or he got arrested at one point. But yeah. So it's pretty much the same as the previous two Dead or Alive volleyball kind of games, except this is a PSP exclusive. You can take photos of them while they're in the beachwear and you have your own private photo album. But yeah, that's it. You can have people watching you while you're playing it on like public transport thinking, oh my god, what are they playing? There's girls running around in bikinis.
I want that game.
But yeah, that's cool. I love the Dead or Alive games, although I think they're suited better to a home console.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, Dead or Alive beatmaps are quite good. I do like the countering system in it, because I basically kick everyone's ass.
Except, of course, that's not a beatmap.
Well, yeah, but you know what I'm saying. It's the same people. Yep. They're just having a break from beating each other up.
Well, it's their kind of booby break.
Yeah, I suppose.
Cool. Next up, did someone previously mention this game? Mountain Blade?
Mountain Blade. Warband.
I remember we got a letter about Mountain Blade in the past.
I don't know.
Either way, there's a collector's edition coming out called Mountain Blade Warband, which is the expansion pack for the original title. There you go, that's right.
We talked about it in episode 193.
Someone sent
us
a letter asking if you'd played it. And you were like, I haven't even heard of it.
Yeah, so the only search result is for the episode we're currently doing now.
Oh.
Sorry.
No, don't put Warband in it, just Mountain Blade. Because Warband is the expansion that's coming out. There you go.
We've gotten a
167.
Broomer Oblivion Portal Walkthrough Project.
167, Gamescom.
All right. See? Stop having to go at me. Let's talk about BBC Battlefield Academy.
Yeah.
Shall we talk about this?
Is it going to be like... I don't really know what it's going to be like.
Oh,
I couldn't find anything anywhere. But I didn't look that much.
So is this, I mean, so what, this is coming out this week and nobody knows anything about it. Great, it's another one of those games, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, there's information here. It's a strategy game based in World War II. You play as the Allied forces.
Wait, does that mean the USSR forces as well?
Don't know, does it say?
I don't know. I don't like it when they say Allied forces and then they leave
it. Just says the Allied forces and that's it.
What's the point in having a World War II game if it might not have... What have we got? We've got the Battle for Africa. Boring.
Germans against Tigers.
Bunch of Normandy rubbish. Boring. You know, where's the Battle of Kursk and, you know, decent things? What about the Siege of Leningrad?
I love that. This is not a boring simulation, but a fun-packed action-strategy game designed in conjunction with the BBC and their historical advisors.
So, in other words, it's a brightly coloured fantasy strategy game with robot zombie Nazis in it.
Great. Yeah.
Supreme Commander 2, the game which is good, but is not Supreme Commander 1, is coming out on the Xbox 360 this Friday as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, another strategy game. If you do like your strategy games on your consoles, this is probably one to seriously look at because it has been a lot more designed for the console. The last Supreme Commander 1 game on the Xbox was just a quick port and it showed. But this, I think they spent more time actually designing it for the Xbox, so hopefully it turned out a bit better.
Yes.
I mean, I'm a bit biased about it in that I am opposed to it, like morally opposed to it, because of what they've done to it compared to Supreme Commander 1, like dumbing it down. But I'll let it off, and maybe for those console-only gamers, it's one to go for.
Yeah.
Previews and or reviews.
Okay, so this week we have a review of Photo Dojo. This is a game we talked about before, which was called Photo Fighter X.
Yes, and then we talked about it as well when it popped up on the Nintendo website as Photo Dojo.
Yeah, so it's now Photo Dojo, at least in Europe.
Yep, that's right.
This is basically a sort of cheap beat-em-up for the DSi.
Yes, it's an exclusive DSiWare title. It only costs 200 points, which is...
Nothing.
Well, it's £2. £2. If you buy... you can't do that anymore. So yeah, it's £2. It's really fun. So you get to take photos of yourself and friends. In various poses that I needed for a fighting game.
Ooh.
And then you also record voices, as Paul seems to be demonstrating right now. And then, like, victory poses, taunts.
Bring it on.
There you go. A sound effect straight
from over
my game.
Here.
You didn't do that.
Oh, that's Scorpion, oops.
Yeah. But yeah, it's really fun. Four of the game cast crew, but not all four, because it's, of course, Adam. For the Gamecast crew have put ourselves in it. We've got on our YouTube channel.
YouTube channel,
youtube.com/gamercast.net/dot.
We'll put a link in the show notes.
And you can watch all of us battle it out with our funny sound effects.
Yeah, so basically you take 13 pictures of yourself in various poses and then you do like your special...
Eight recordings as well?
10, isn't it?
That's what it's 8.
Well, whatever. There's a number of recordings you have to do. So first you do the photos, then you do all the sound effects for it. Sound effects is always fun, because I do like doing sound effects. So that's cool. There's basically two modes of play. There's a versus mode where you play on a single DS, which may sound a little bit clunky.
It's not too bad.
But because, I mean, it is a relatively simple beat-em-up, where there's basically one action button, and it depends what combination you do with the D-pad. As to what happens. So it is, you know, usable that way. Above than that, there's also the single player where you just fight
survival mode.
Yeah, you fight 100 other players and it basically just uses whoever else is on the DSi to pad it out.
Actually, saying that, we don't have 4 characters, do we? We have 5.
Yes, we have my slipper as well.
Slipper. But yeah, also, as well as taking the photos and recording them, you can edit them at a later stage. So if you didn't like them at the time,
so
you want to redo them.
If you're just thinking, oh, I just want to get a move on and play it without worrying too much about... Because, I mean, you don't have to... You could just sit on the floor and take pictures and it would just cut, you know, the shape out around you.
Mm.
Like it did with my slipper. Like, obviously, my slipper can't do uppercuts and all these things. But, you know, you just take pictures of it and it will cut it out and make it... It actually works quite well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, as well, one thing that we have mentioned is you take pictures for the stages as well.
Yep.
So you can take a picture of an untidy kitchen, the pavement outside, giant teddy bears.
Or, even better, you could take a picture of Street Fighter on your TV and use that as a background.
The only downside I would say that it has is the fact that there's no wireless play.
Yeah, if it had wireless play, it would be a killer app.
And you can't share characters or anything like that.
No.
Or, there's no kind of shareability between different consoles.
So yeah, for version 2, we would like wireless multiplayer.
And sending maybe, like, a trial to someone, because if someone else played, like, if you could send two of your characters to someone else's DSi, if they played that, they'd be like, oh my god, this is awesome, I'm totally going to buy it. And it's only £2.
Exactly. So, for £2, I'd give it a 5 out of 5.
I would also give it a 5 out of 5. Wow, you gave it a 5 out of 5!
It's only £2. It's got faults, sure, but it's only £2, so who cares? If they were charging £30 for it...
I don't think they'd ever charge £30 for that.
It would get about 1 out of 5.
I think for £30, it would have to have wireless play and, like, amazingness, so you'd be able to record your own music.
And 3D graphics, and it would want lots of pictures taken all around you to build a 3D model of your body.
It'd only take, like, 5 hours to get one character in.
So, yeah. Photo Dojo, worth checking out.
We recommend it to all DSi.
If you check your show notes, there will be a link to a video of it running with the GamerCast crew
kicking starring. And punching and screaming and special moving and stuff.
Yes.
And Paul winning.
Oh yeah, one of the conditions for posting the video was I had to win.
Yes.
Otherwise I would just delete it.
Aww. So that's pretty much it, because we're not going to review anything else.
I could review StarCraft 2, the new patch.
You can if you want.
2-minute review. Actually, less than that, 30-second review. We're not going to add it to the show notes. This is just something.
Okay. This is like a special if everyone listens feature. To the end.
The Zerg have been nerfed again. For frack's sake. Stop nerfing the Zerg, okay?
They always nerf your classes and your people, don't they? Like hunters when they nerf them.
Yeah. Blizzard, pack it in, alright? You know, it's bad enough. I have to spend 100 gas and 100 minerals to get Burrow now. You don't need to, like, double the fracking research time of it and then nerf roaches by making their regen, like, half of what it was. Their regen on the ground was 10 per second, 10 hit points per second. They've nerfed it to 5 hit points per second. That's, like, one of the major Zerg early strategies and just gone. So, yeah, that's my review of the StarCraft 2 patch.
So, very informative.
It's not really a review, it's more of a rant, too. But
you could have mentioned it in your rant, couldn't you?
Yeah, but I was more interested in people being my friend.
Aww.
So yeah, you can get in contact with the show by emailing us at feedback@gamercast.net. You can also visit our website at www.gamercast.net.
You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/gamercast, as well as following our various other things. So youtube.com/gamercast.net. We put up various videos. There's me unboxing God of War 3. Ultimate Edition.
Ooh, hello.
I haven't actually mentioned any of that at all, but... Anyway, there's the Photo Dojo thing. We've got videos of Tim crashing.
Yes.
We've
got videos of Tim playing Formula 1 2010.
Yeah, we've got an exclusive video of F1 2010 as well as Lost Planet 2. And you can check out all our videos and trailers and give us, like, 5 stars and all that crap.
Yes, review us on iTunes as well. Thank you for those who happen to use Apple Evil products.
Yeah. And then we've got Facebook group and Steam all group. That other stuff.
Links on our website. We do have a GamerCast blog as well, where we post daily news items, reviews and previews and all those sort of things as well.
Yep, so check those out.
Can be found at GamerCast.net/blog.
Or just on GamerCast.net. And then if you look below the episode, there'll be tons and tons and tons and tons of stuff before you get to the previous week's episode.
Yes, because people post things on the website now.
Which is good.
Yes.
But yeah, so that's pretty much it for this week's show, right? You got anything else to add, Paul?
I should really do something Adam-related now. Let me think. What would Adam do?
Kick something. Okay.
Adam, stop banging around. You know those things? I've got to shut up, Adam. There we go. So that's our Adam moment for the day.
Aww. Hopefully, Adam will be joining us next week as well.
He will be back next week, so then he can witness his -5 points winning that game.
Oh. And I'll find out what it is, and I'll be kicking myself, I'm sure. Damn it, I hate it when you pull that face. That means I will be kicking myself.
Well, Name That Game is really just about you and how I'm going to, like, pick games, which you should know what it is. Aww. So yeah, we're back next week. See everyone then.
Bye-bye.